MoneyWeb now on the money.
The show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. I'm chatting with Evan Walker. You find him, of course, at 361 Asset Management. Evan, appreciate the time. Sort of retail results been coming out. I've been on leave, so some of them I've only had a high-level look at. But if you look at it more broadly, we're getting the results, we're getting trading updates. How's it come relative to expectation? Because certainly for the period, which is going to be mostly to end June, 6 months or year, consumers still been under pressure.
Yeah, a lot of pressure, Simon. I mean, we know all the load shedding stories in the base. We obviously know a weak consumer, high interest rates, obviously unemployment, and all the negativity going with South Africa. A bit more positivity since election, obviously. A little bit more, you know, sort of forthcoming good information out of South Africa, and obviously the potential for rates to come down. But certainly a mixed bag of results. Obviously, the standout results were from ShopRite, but that was mostly known about. I mean, slightly weaker than the market had anticipated, just given the dividend was up 7.5%. But I think they've been conservative on some very, very big CapEx program still going forward, and they really are outspending their competitors 3-1. So, you know, still a stellar result from ShopRite, still the one to own, and still the sort of most constructive in the sector. If you're looking, you know, both them and Clicks looking on a sort of forward 2-3 year view, you can still see earnings growth. You know, on the balance of the retailers, you know, a relatively poor result from Woolworths came about by quite a significant slide in their country road operations in Australia. That was disappointing. They've had a struggle there, and I think they're going to have to reinvent themselves at Country Road a little bit. It's a really good business, a good brand. We've been knowing that sort of semi-affluent end of the market. It's been decimated a little bit with higher rates. So, you know, and obviously people not returning to work as fast, et cetera, et cetera. Now, that's a business I'm sort of struggling to get my head around whether they can fix that business. Mm. And, you know, even the Woolworths clothing business per se, again, a sort of semi-affluent market, a lot of back-to-work clothing in the Woolworths stable. You know, you're just not sure of those growth elements in the apparel business, the food business continuing to do well in a relatively tough SA environment.
You mentioned clothing from Woolies. Of course, there's the other clothing guys, Truers, Fashini, Mr. Price. Certainly, the price action has been great on some of those, but I don't know if we're seeing it come through that strongly in results yet.
No, nothing at all. I mean, the price actions are a little bit euphoric for us, Simon. I mean, Mr. Price from the lows is up 50%. On purely just re-rating. I mean, earnings was there, but I mean, you know, this is a business, even as quality as Mr. Price is, I mean, this is a business that's really only compounded earnings 3% a year for the last 5-6 years. It hasn't really done much, you know, but the market's anticipating a big year for Mr. Price next year. Now, the jury's still out. You know, we're coming into a very weak base. We saw the Fashini update. Gross margins, funny enough, are still trending quite well. That's holding it up. I think the guys have been quite resilient not to discount in an environment where they've seen obviously the pressure from ports and getting inventory into the market. That's held them up a little bit, funny enough. The negativity around distribution has held up their gross margins, but certainly the top line from an actual spending point of view has been very weak. Fashini's numbers overall were down sort of 2.5% for the first 21 weeks, which wasn't great. And again, the trading update, or the forward-looking update from Truworths after a very disappointing 6 months from Truworths, we were expecting a bit more out of them because they were actually quite bullish at the half year.
Yeah.
Michael Mark, you know, he was very bullish, came out and said he was really looking forward to a very good program. He had a late winter. Obviously, we know some of the story there, but it was a disappointing result from Truworths. And again, trading quite weakly into the start of the next 12-month period.
You mentioned Clicks there. Is Clicks still the preferred versus Dis-Chem?
I think so. I think, you know, they're just out executing Dis-Chem still. Dis-Chem, it's a great business. Dis-Chem, don't be one. But from a pure cost to income ratio, Clicks just outperforms them on just metrics. Not so much on top line growth, Simon, but just on pure metrics, on productivity levels, they way outperform them. I mean, you know, Dis-Chem's got a lot of work to do still on its cost base. It's a great business, but it's a big box format. It carries a lot more staff, carries a lot more, obviously, you know, dispensary, a lot more pharmacists, et cetera, in the dispensary. So it's a different profile business, and you've got to obviously take it from whence it comes. But I think there's a lot of opportunity still in the Dis-Chem business to obviously profile it a little bit more efficiently over the coming years. And I think you'll see that. They've invested heavily in distribution, in logistics. Those were big costs which are in the base now for Dis-Chem. So, you know, hopefully a business where we can see a little bit more efficiencies come through over the next 2-3 years.
In looking forward, more generally, I mean, you mentioned a consumer under pressure, but we've had the election. Eskom is supplying electricity. Inflation's down. We hopefully get rate cuts in a couple of weeks. We got the two-pot money, which by accounts is already flowing. Are these retail counters kind of already pricing that in? I mean, you mentioned Mr. Price had a stellar run.
I mean, we've got a lot of positivity coming, we know. But on the other side of the equation, we've got commodity prices, especially platinum, which is weak. We've got a commodity sector under pressure. And we've still got administered prices, electricity up 10-odd percent or nearly 12 or 15. You know, you're feeling it now. Even your water bills, you're starting to feel it. I mean, middle-class consumers in South Africa even wear rate hikes. And this rates-cutting cycle to me is going to be a little shallow. It's not going to be very deep. I think US inflation is still going to be running plus twos, growth of twos. So, you know, we're going to get a 4% there. So we've got about 1.5% in this cutting cycle, which is obviously going to aid the consumer, but we don't think it's going to be a 2-4% cutting cycle, which could really get this consumer firing, given the fact that we have, you know, significant administered costs coming the way of the consumer as well. But there are positives. Food inflation's coming down. Petrol prices are coming down. We just got to get this macro going again and get some employment here. We know that, Simon.
Yeah, employment, GDP, those are the two real cornerstones that we're not yet seeing. Hopefully we will, but it's not there yet. We'll leave it there. Evan Walker, 361 Asset Management. Always appreciate the time.
And that's our poll, LinkedIn and Twitter. What's your take on local retail valuations? I mean, certainly they've had a strong run. That said, they maybe got some benefit there. Have your vote. Have your say, LinkedIn and Twitter.
The show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.